to smash that like button. Subscribe. We need some subbies. Come on. You can do it. Late night. Woo. Good vibes.
There's a chair over there because there might be a kid over there in just a little bit. Good evening. Welcome back. Hello, Lauren. Hello to you at home. My name is Jay Ryan. You have dialed up the Cars and Comedy Show here in the late night playset tonight, and we are very happy that you did. Please click the bell, like, subscribe, do all the things you're supposed to do on YouTube. If you're watching on Facebook, just drop us a message, drop us a comment. In fact, if you do, it'll go straight to the desk live during the show. Give me 1 second to just catch my breath here. Good news, though. Good news from Motor Trend. We have Mr. Johnny Lieberman is with us this evening. Mr. Lieberman is back in the house. He's done some travels. He's driven some cars. There he goes right now. That's him. and, of course, the missus is here, and she's showing off her new haircut, which is spectacular. We've got you on Instagram. I think up in Canada will be Mike on Mike, whatever. He's going to be somewhere. Let's turn some lights on there. Now you can see her pretty haircut. There we go. And that's what's going on tonight. We're going to take your questions and anything else. Will, get us started, will you? Johnny Lieberman, it's good to have you back, buddy.
It's good to be back.
For everybody else, welcome back. It is Thursday, March 23rd, 2023. Johnny Lieberman and son are here.
That's right. Do you Richard, want to be, right? Want to be Richard or Veal Chop?
He's like, I'm good. My work here is done.
Did you get all the bubbles? Yes, my wife's out of town, so.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. I love it.
Last minute childcare.
Johnny asked me. He's like, "Well, I mean, I'm going to have my kid with me."
I totally spaced. I remember saying, "Hey, well, I should come on your show." It's been a minute.
I think I also said I was going to follow up with you. Yeah. Guess what? I didn't.
Yeah. I mean, it's
I blame myself.
It's still COVID, really. Like, right? Like, you know what I mean? Like, there's no. Nothing's back to normal.
I just cleaned out stuff from the studio, and I took out my vaccination card. Like, I remember in the beginning, it was like, you got to have it ready to show somebody if they want to see it.
It's so funny you say that. I was in Little Tokyo for lunch, and I was, I can never pronounce it, but Diet Coco, or the great ramen place.
Oh,
and the line. Did I say it totally wrong?
I have no idea. I thought you were saying Diet Coke.
No, Daikuyu. I'm saying it so bad. Anyhow, the line's horrible, and you know, so I put my name for one, and they go like, you know, Sarah for one, and I look around and there's no Sarah, so I go to the lady. I go, hey, you just said Sarah for one. She's not here. I'm the next one on the list.
I'm one.
You should seat me. And she's like, when we call your name? So I'm like, all right, I'm going to go to another place, which is always a bad idea because it's never as good. And they're like, must have your vaccination card to enter. And I'm like,
today?
Today. It might have been.
It wasn't an.
Yeah, I think it was just the sign was still up. How you doing, Richard?
This is awesome.
So I didn't go in there because I was like, I don't have my. Now, I do. I have a picture of my card on my phone, so I think I used that for 2 years.
Oh, that's. Yeah, because that's the same thing.
It's right? The same thing. But I was just like, oh, I guess I'll go wait in line. And then I had a really good bowl of ramen. So.
One, it seems like one is just as easy to fake as the
other. Yeah, yeah, but it was worth the extra 4 minute wait. But it was just, I was so like, really?
That's
like,
a Seinfeld
you
four moment.
You don't see the logic of you called a one, that one's not here.
Oh, I see. It,
you still have one seat. Like, seat me. I'm the next one. And she was like, no, not going to happen. So it might have been a cultural barrier. But anyways, I'm here to shame you about your coffee mugs.
Oh, tell me about it.
So, they're not smart. I got yesterday,
smart?
Right? It's this. It's a little. There's a kid behind you.
I know.
It's a Motor Trend plug because we were given these mugs.
Oh,
called,
you're shitting me.
They're called Ember.
But what? It's like, got a USB or something?
It Bluetooth, and and it's got a heater. It's got a heating element, and so there's an app, and you can like. Set, even better. Like if you have like cold coffee, you put it in there and you just go like 130, and it warms it relatively quickly to 130, and it's awesome. It's like it's. are you are you the director?
This is the best.
Just don't lick it. Are you directing, Richard?
I love it.
Okay.
It's perfect.
Well, there we go.
This is amazing.
Wow.
I'm so happy.
You said bring the kid. I was
so
like,
happy.
Okay.
I love it when all the fucking things
go. Yeah, so anyway, so you need to upgrade to
so then
Ember
theoretically
mugs.
So then we'll just ask the guests in the green room, what temperature do you prefer your beverage
No. You set it on the phone. You just set it. Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah,
but I'll ask them,
sure.
And that way we can have it prepared for
yeah,
them.
And I think it goes up to like 170, but you can like... So it's Bluetooth, so the thing has to be here. I'd show you on the app.
Oh, yeah.
But like you can go like from I think like 85 to 170. And
it's kind of like why haven't we done this? Why haven't I mean convection heating has been around for a while. And I'm sure that's probably how it is. Working,
I have no
right?
idea. It's magic. I think you know as far as I understand things.
Of course, magic.
It uses magic. It's just like it was an app. I don't know, magic app. But anyways, I was like I just started. I figured it out. Because it was one of those things where I was like, I don't need to read the instructions. And then this morning about 9, I was in the garbage can pulling the instructions out. Like, how's it actually work? And well, it's a coffee cup. How hard can it be? Turns out.
Y'all always say that. And there's always something.
Well, turns out, there's an app. I didn't realize there was an app. So.
I just, what do they look like? Do they look like regular coffee mugs?
Kind of.
They're
bigger.
It's a big
tumbler. And then if you flip it over, it's got like two gold rings that are like you know that new red coffee mug I've been drinking out of.
Yeah, he wants to know why we're talking about them.
Anyways, the two gold rings that go on the charger.
Why are you guys talking about coffee mugs?
Yeah, he's not on mic though. Richard, if you want to talk, you gotta get on mic. Wow. Are you having so Hey buddy, maybe you've had your fun with that. Maybe either sit here or go play that. Okay.
He's like, yep, that's perfect.
Nailed it. What does Spike always say?
Get barbed material.
That's right. Work on new material. So you've done that. Now think of something else to do.
Oh, that's very funny. Yeah. Is that his note?
Well, like, for many
when
episodes.
Something gets too long.
Well, for many episodes, Richard would do this thing called penis cup, where he would take a cup and put it over his penis and go, "Hey, Spike, penis cup." And he did it like three shows in a row. So Spike was like, "Hey, kid,
get some new material.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's so pretty funny, though. Where did that particular bit of comedy come
from?
It
was like,
I don't know.
You gotta get on mic. Richard, if you don't talk into the mic, they can't hear what you're saying. So no one can. He made it up, is what happened. And Spike thought it was really funny.
Because it is.
That a kid, you know, live on the podcast. Just turned 6.
So he was like a 5-year-old writing 4. A weird.
Penis Cup was 4, yeah.
So he's on the Spike podcast all the time.
Oh,
then.
Well. And I'm also a Zuckerman. Famously, yes, he asked. I said, "We're going to go to a podcast." He goes, "Oh, is Zuckerman going to be there?" I go, "No." He goes, "I like Zuckerman. He has a funny voice." he famously shit all over Zuckerman's rug. Well, actually, it stayed in his pants, but he shit on Zuckerman's like $20,000 vintage rug.
Yeah.
And Zuckerman had like a conniption. It was great to watch Zuckerman melt down in real time.
This must have been incredible radio
it
television.
Was, the greatest part was because, it was such a long build. It was just one of those, like, Amy had to go out of town just like tonight. And so I'm like, I got to bring Richard. And Zuckerman's like, "Oh, like, you know, just don't spill anything on the rug." And I'm like, yeah, he's a good kid. And then he's eating, like, he took like a whole jar of jelly and was like, like, he didn't get it on the rug, but he had a jar of jelly on a plate and he was eating bread and jelly. And then he has to go to the bathroom and he couldn't figure out how to flush the toilet because it's one of those like button.
Oh, yeah.
And he's never seen that before. Yeah. But so he walks out with his pants off. And Zuckerman's house is mostly glass. So I'm looking at Spike and Spike just starts smiling like the happiest face you've ever seen.
He knows what's about to happen.
Well, it's just because there's a like half-naked kid, bottoms off, against the glass going, "Dad, Dad." And Zuckerman turns and just like, because his house is like, it's a mid-century museum,
mid-century palace.
It's just a museum. Like it's constantly being you know fussed over and cleaned, and everything in there is like really valuable.
Baldwin Hills.
Yeah,
it is Baldwin Hills. Yeah.
And but like every piece of furniture, the carpet, the artwork, it's all just 1958, and it's the best you can get. And there's Richard, no pants on, jelly, like. And was one of those where, like, at the time, he was only 3 or 4, and so at the
you
time.
You can't even get mad at the kid. Oh, no, boy,
no. At the time, he was going to bed at, like, 7, and we didn't start the show till like, 7:30, so it's, like, 9:30, you know, whatever. And he's just, like, a zombie, pants off, shit everywhere. It was great. It was the best.
I used to want to stay up late as a kid, but I would get, like, I think rambunctious is the word. Is that the word?
Yeah.
A little punchy.
Yeah.
Everything's funny.
He was a zombie, but it was really funny radio, I will say. And he's made a few other appearances, but, as Spike says, new material. So, Richard, you've done this. Let's work on some new. Do you want to sit here and tell some jokes?
Now he's doing Dutch angles. He's got the stool out.
Yeah.
He was doing crane shots before.
I know. Okay, well. he can control the camera angles. See that? You should come look. He's got a whole thing.
Well, there's buttons to push over here, too, if you want. So you've been out of town? You did a couple trips?
I was in Detroit. That was out of town.
Yeah, that's what it is at a time. Good point.
Pickup trucks. I should look at my calendar. Detroit. I was in Bahrain.
Oh,
right. That was driving the Valkyrie.
Is that what you can talk about now?
I can talk about it. Yeah,
let's
sure.
hear about it.
Oh my God!
What a thing.
Well, the trip itself was comical because it was one of those where the email comes in, "We'd love you to come." Blah 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 blah. So you're gonna fly 26 hours. Or 20 hours, you'll be there for 26 hours and you'll fly back 20 hours. And I was like, boy, that seems like an awful long. I know everyone else, because I was the only American time. I know everyone else is only coming over from England. It's a 6-hour flight. Like, is there any way I could, come a day early, something like that? And they're like, yeah, sure, absolutely. And then, of course, I show up and it turns out I missed the flight. I got the day wrong.
Oh, no.
And it was hysterical because I
Dad got the day wrong.
Richard, they if you don't talk in the mic, they can't hear your comedy stylings. There's a mic right there. You want to talk in it, you can sit here. Here, come sit here. Bring your iPad. You can sit right here. No. They can't hear you. All right, anyways.
Somebody, Otto kind of says, wait, this is the late night play set. It's Romper Room. I see Nicole. Yeah. I see Johnny. I see Richard. Totally.
Yes. So I go to check in. I hand the guy my passport. And he's like, yeah, you're not on this flight. I'm like, what do you mean? And then
you didn't miss the flight.
I missed it by a day. Yeah, a whole day. And then like 2 minutes later, Aston Martin's calling me like, hey, we're at the airport here in Bahrain. Like, where are you? And I was just like,
still on the other side.
But the good news was because I asked for an extra day, I could go. I could if they could get me on the flight that day, it would have been the original flight.
You still had time.
Yeah, still had time. So they were like, okay, you can go. You're flying coach.
But they're like, thanks a lot for asking for the request.
And yeah, you're flying coach, but we'll get you there. So I flew there, and then yeah, the thing is, it's. I feel I wrote a whole review. Hey, bud. I wrote a whole review and, you know, we were on a track. It wasn't the greatest conditions, like both mentally. It was hot. The car wasn't enjoying the heat. But I got this book about the building of Valkyrie. And it's just the most insane thing ever made by car people. There's no other car that's like remotely close to it in terms of just like moonshot and...
What's so bonkers about it? Because I've heard other people say similar things, that it's just so crazy. But why? What's so nuts about it?
The tub, the first tub, it's called VP1. It was the first prototype tub. Took 2.6 years worth of man hours to build the tub, to lay the carbon fiber and cook it. And it was just like...
Did they do this in multiples, or is that like
that's but one? That was the first one, and then they're like, maybe we can get it down from 5,000 man hours to 2,000 man hours. They figured out like a better process. They had to drill two holes in the tub, so Multimatic had to construct a 5-axis machine drill press to drill these two holes. It was like a multi-million-dollar machine just for two holes. And what it was Adrian Newey was given carte blanche, just. Whatever you want, don't worry about cost, design it like you would design an F1 car. And then poor Aston Martin was like, oh yeah, it's got to have like a license plate and brake lights and
turn signals,
a light to light up the license plate, and it's got to like
it's DOT stuff.
It's got to last more than 50 laps. You know what I mean? Like it's got to be a car, you know. And it was really hard to do that. And just like it's just absolutely insane. There's like I'm going to get this wrong, but like 47 meters of hydraulic lines. The suspension is like, first of all, it was banned by F1. It's just like hydraulic setup. It was banned by in like 93, the Williams stuff that like actually. That
crossover?
Yeah, thing on kind the of that. It's like a torsion bar inside a torsion bar that's like activated by hydraulic actuators. It was what's on the Williams cars that were banned for, mm-hmm. when Nigel Mansell. You know, when he managed to win, he was the best driver that year.
Hey, buddy.
They were like, okay, we got to ban this. If he's winning, you know, if he's beating right. Senna, right. then there's an advantage here, you know. Wow. And so it's got that. But then, like, because of the insane aero, like, the rear drive shafts go through the suspension components. It's just like no other car has ever been built like this.
Right.
Trying to think what else. The seats weigh how's this go? Okay, the seats are lighter than the doors. The doors are lighter than the wheels. Like it's just the most insane thing ever. Like anything they wanted to do, they had to like have Newey sign off on it. And if it was a change over 5 millimeters, he instantly said no and rejected it. And they were just fighting for millimeters for years and years and years.
I don't care.
And what's that? Okay, funny guy.
I just said I don't care.
No, we know you don't care. Yeah. What do you care about?
What are
about?
You interested in?
Nothing.
No. What are those
Harry
glasses
Potter,
you're
I'm
wearing?
Guessing.
Yuck.
Okay, buddy. Anyhow, yeah, and it was so like it's insane. It has a 6.5-liter V12 that revs to 11,100 RPM. That makes 1,001 horsepower, coupled to a hybrid motor. So when you are shifting. The 7-speed sequential, tiny, crazy, insane gearbox. Like, there's no let up in power. You know, it's just nuts.
You drove it, or you?
I drove it. Yeah, wow. Yeah. I did about 8 laps of the Bahrain F1 circuit. Ran off the track at like 190 miles an hour. This is my story I've been telling. This is a good
How
one.
How many of these cars did they have?
Well, luckily it's an F1 track, so it's the runoff's like very, very paved.
Sure. But how many of these cars do they have?
Well,
they just made the
there's 150 street cars.
Oh, okay.
40 track cars and 75 eventually Spiders. Yeah. I don't think they've started Spider production yet.
But this is not the only car made at this point. It's not like
it's the only press car. It was the only car at the launch.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Right, yeah. So and there was other people to drive it after. But this is a wonderful toxic masculinity story. So I was like, hey, you know, because I knew I was the only American and there's only 15 people driving it. And I said, what are you working on there? All right, let me talk, buddy. Let me talk. So I was like, who else is driving it? And they're like, oh, you know, Harris from Top Gear drove it and, you know, blah, blah, blah. All these guys. And Supercar Blondie's driving it. And she's a friend of mine, Alex. I was like, oh, how'd Alex do? And the PR guy, Kev, Street Kev, as we call him, he goes, oh, she was great. You know, 325 kilometers an hour, no problem. So I'm just like, okay, must go faster than Supercar Blondie. So I get out there and, like, I do, like, you know, 295 or something like that on the straight. And I was like, oh, that's pretty slow. So I come in, they're checking the tires, they're asking me how everything is.
Is it kilometers?
So 300 and... 10 kilometers an hour is about 190 something. It's like 190. You know what? I got an app.
But you're cooking.
Yeah, so 290 here. Okay, so just to give you the... Okay, so let's hear it. Speed. All right, so 295, let's say, is 183 miles an hour. And 310, which is when I... It's when I said, oh boy, I've really missed my braking spot. That's 193 miles an hour. And 325, which is what Street Kev told me she was doing, is 202 miles an hour.
Right? But I'm just thinking you're doing almost 200 miles an hour when you go, whoops, that was my braking point right back
Yeah,
there.
Well, and I should also mention, so, you know, the car is on street tires. It's a street car. It's not on slicks. So it's an F1 track. So all the braking markers. So it says like.
Now we're moving them all. Okay.
So it says like. Hey, Richard,
awesome.
Richard.
I don't mind it.
Okay.
I don't care. As long as he can see you, I don't care.
We should have all taken mushrooms. All right, so, including him. So, you know, it's like 150, 150. Those are the braking posts.
The markers, yeah.
So, he's the Darren Turner, who's the pro who helped develop the car. He's like, you know, brake at 250. It's a virtual braking point. Like you're not on slicks.
Oh, okay.
Right. So, all right. So, anyways, so I'm like, all right. I'm talking to him. I go, how do I go faster? You know, like the cars, the heat's kind of being a problem. He's like, well, just you know, limp around, blah blah blah, and really try and take the last, you know, the double apex fast, and then hit the. It's not DRS. They call it ERS, energy recovery button, and that'll. Dump some extra power out of the battery into the motor and, you know, shift it 10,500 and that's peak horsepower and you'll go really, really fast. So I'm like, and like 305, whoa. And then like as I hit 305, I kind of look up and I see a flash of white. And that flash of white means 150, meaning I should have hit the brakes 100 feet earlier in this car to make the corner. And I'm still accelerating. So I'm guessing it was like 310. And then... grenade the brakes and just go right off the track, which is fine because it's completely paved. So that was pretty fun. Didn't break it, and no one even noticed I did it because they were all so tired.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
I would like to note that I made the one note to Richard over here, just make sure that we can see you. So now I would like to show you camera one, camera two, camera three, and camera four.
But Richard, it's their show.
I don't care about that.
Don't you want to see Jay and Nicole? Are you saying that the audience sees enough of them?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah,
well, I would agree with that.
I'm probably overexposed as well.
I would agree with that.
So, anyways, yeah, no, the car's awesome. It, you know, it wasn't super fun. It was super impressive. And then I just wish I would have taken like a 2-day course in the development of the car because it's like, it's so insane what went into making this car.
Mm.
Like, The not to nerd out too much, but the V12 is a fully stressed member of the chassis. What that means is there's a tub and then there's the engine and then there's nothing below it. There's nothing. There's no, like an F50 has a semi-stressed. The engine's a semi-stressed part of the chassis, meaning there's some rails below it that kind of like help out with structural integrity. No, the V12 is that section of the vehicle, and you know it's bolted directly to the tub. There's no bushings. There's no damping. There's no rubber. The bolts that hold it are these like they're these big. There's four big titanium bolts. And they're imperial, you know, obviously they use metric, but these bolts are imperial because Red Bull and Newey figured out that an imperial thread pattern, there's less of it because it's slightly, it's just different.
So are
it's
you like, shitting me? So less like material,
a,
so it's lighter?
It's like a gram lighter. So you save a gram per bolt.
My goodness.
Yeah. And it's, you know, and but they're like, hey, look, if there's 2,000 bolts and you save a gram each, that's, you know, 2 kilograms.
It does add up.
It does add up. You know, that's 4.5 pounds. This is a weird show.
I am so happy.
Good.
Yeah.
Maybe more bubbles. I think we're like.
Oh, it might be time.
It's time for Richard. Richard.
I got to fill the machine up.
Oh. Well, here.
No, it's good. We can do it.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez. One thing at a time. Oh. Now I have too many switches back here.
Whoa. Yeah, he told me, he's like, I'm just going to play my iPad. Don't worry about me. You don't have to listen. Yeah, so that was good. And then what else? Yeah, drove some trucks in Detroit. Off-roading, super fun. Drove stuff like...
electric trucks?
Nope.
Oh, good.
I did have that Hummer. That was pretty good.
Oh, yeah. I want to ask you about the Hummer and how your Rivian's doing, because another friend who you know from Breakfast Club just bought a Rivian.
Oh, who?
Raiden Motors. Will on camera 3.
What's he normally drive?
He's got the dark blue 70T with the, all his cars have white stripes on.
Yeah.
He's got a
Richard, careful, buddy. Careful.
He's got a Vantage V8 Vantage. He's got.
Yes, I know. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, cool. My buddy Daniel just got one like yesterday or 2 days ago. Rivian's
what color did your friend Daniel get?
What's that?
What color did he get?
Green with a green interior.
That's what. He's got green, but almost like a black kind of interior. Maybe it's the same thing.
No, they have green's pretty distinctive green. It's like day-old guacamole green.
The green exterior is gorgeous. You're the one who got me into these cars because they let me check yours out.
They're good. Yeah, they're really good. Mine's great. I was annoyed. I'm currently annoyed for different reasons. Hey, buddy, we have one of those in the house, don't
really?
We?
Really? Crate and Barrel?
No, ours is like from the 70s.
Oh, okay, it's vintage one. Old. Good.
I think they're made out of solder rods.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Yeah. Smell wood. Hey, buddy, we're trying to actually do a show. Here, sit down. We'll talk. So sit down. And we can talk about your wristband in a minute.
You want a candy bar or something?
You want a candy bar?
Want to whatchamacallit?
Do you have a whatchamacallit?
I got a whatchamacallit.
He wouldn't eat a whatchamacallit.
Oh. All right.
Would you eat a whatchamacallit? It's peanut butter.
Well, barely.
It's peanuts. No, he likes peanuts.
No, there's no peanuts.
Oh, that's a payday.
Payday. Oh, I'm not into payday.
What's a whatchamacallit? Oh, whatchamacallit.
From when we were kids. Oh, like my grandmother's favorite candy was a whatchamacallit.
Okay, yeah. All right, we're going to try Richard a whatchamacallit. So I was a little annoyed at the Rivian. Oh, you've never had a whatchamacallit.
I want a chocolate bar.
He wants a chocolate bar.
Well, there's chocolate on it. Yeah, it's all right.
Kids, man. They ruin everything. And but so the Rivian, it's great. There was a window issue that was really annoying, and it like took a long time to solve. It kind of came out of the track, so when it closed, it didn't like go into the little groove. It was on the outside, and then we were up at Big Bear, and it got down to like below freezing, and so it just something moved, and when it
comes.
When it moved, I'll eat it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. When it moved, it like shattered the window. And so we had a shattered window, but then, you know, they were like typical Rivian. They're like, oh, it's going to take a month before you can bring it in. And I'm like, we got storms. Like, you're going to fix my window now. And they, you know, they give me special treatment. I'm convinced. I know they do. Hang on, this is going to hurt. Ready? 1, 2. Oh, yeah. Pop it. Trash. So they came out to fix it, and they replaced the glass and the motor and everything. But then the guy was like, "Oh, the track on top and the weather stripping, that's kind of been bent. So I gotta order that." And so it took a while to like fix it. And it's just one of those things, like, you know, it's annoying to not be able to roll down your window. So, but aside from that, it's been very, very good. you know, the updates are great. Like, they did the best update they did, besides the camping mode, was it went from having, you know, 'cause I have the off-road tires, so it went from having like 270 miles of range to 295 miles of range with a software update. So that was like,
that's huge.
You don't like it? Did you even bite it? That's not a bite. Can we see this?
Nope.
Why don't you like it? This is delicious.
Pretty good.
Nicole loves this. Oh my God, it's good.
Nicole
it's so good.
Absolutely loves this.
Love.
That's so much for that. Oh, wow. Almost at it.
Wow. You know, Spike would have cut your head off like 10 minutes ago.
I love anything different.
This
you know how
is very
many shows
different.
We've done where it's just here we are in this fucking room again talking about cars and comedy.
Well, we've talked about cars, comedy, and now the kid.
How about Nicole's haircut? She got another haircut
I like the
yesterday.
Haircut. It's good.
Super
what,
pixie
what,
cut.
Yeah, that what all inspired the extra pixie cut.
When your hands don't work, you don't want anything to get in the way.
That's a very good point. I think I gotta get a haircut. I've been trying to grow my hair out, but it's like frozen at this length.
The picture you did today was pretty hilarious.
Thank you.
Her hair hurts.
Huh?
It hurts. So
oh,
cutting
that's
it
horrible.
Like it's just too much for.
What about bald? Have you considered bald?
Yeah.
I think, I mean, we're going shorter each time. I feel
Too
like
bald.
The next time will be Buzz.
I mean, I have some friends that, you know, females that have gone bald, and some of them look good.
We talked about this number. That's part of it. It's way short on the top sides, top longer.
Okay. Well, you know, maybe bald.
We'll see.
Yeah. I say
you
we
could
just
both
shave
go
it.
Bald.
If it's a Buzz type of situation, then I can maintain it for
right.
You know what I mean?
But you should, you know, in solidarity.
Oh, just do it too? Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
No problem.
Yeah. Great.
I mean, I got a ridiculous. No,
we've solved this
shit.
Problem. All right. I'll do it too. I got to cut this hair off anyway.
Let's all right. Do it for the autoimmunity.
Done.
Good.
Right. That's I like amazing. It.
Done.
I like it. Anyways, yeah. So the Rivian Good Hummer was
Hummer,
a blast. Yeah. It's ridiculous. It's so over the top. And it's just basically like imagine being able to go as fast as you want to go off road. And then because of the rear steer, you can also like make crazy corners without having to do 3-point turns. So even though it's too wide, it can go around any trail. It's great. It was fantastic. And, you know, 1,000 horsepower is.
Basically, all the wheels are smart wheels, right? Is that the gist?
No,
that they
no.
Pivot?
It just has like really smartly worked out off. I mean, the rear steering is great everywhere because it like they say it has the same turning radius as a Bolt.
Oh my God.
But you could, yeah, you can, in about 2.5 lanes, you can do a full U-turn. So if you're on a 2-lane road, you pull over into like half a lane and then just, and every other pickup truck in the world has to do a 3-point turn. And,
no, this is bigger than most of them.
Yeah. It's, you know, it is big. It's not as big as I thought. It's wide, but it's not like crazy. It's not as wide as like, say a TRX,
is that
Ram.
Right?
Yeah, the Ram is the widest thing ever built. I think it's the widest vehicle ever sold.
Is the design just better that it doesn't? It seems to carry that width better. It doesn't. You know what I mean? It's kind of flared out. The Hummer is very boxy big.
Yeah, I think the Hummer looks bigger in photos or something. It's big. I mean, don't get me wrong. It's a full size truck, but like, I think it's. I'm going to get killed on this. I think it's like 82 inches wide, or maybe 84 inches wide. The TRX is 88 inches wide. The H1
that's
Hummer, the military vehicle, is 86 inches wide.
That's where
so
I was going to go.
The TRX is wider than a Humvee, you know.
So it, wow, that is crazy.
It's just nuts. Yeah.
So
yeah.
This Hummer fits between an H1 and an H2 in width, right?
I think it's the same, probably the same width as an H2 was.
Okay.
But I like here. You know what? I got this phone device. This is crazy. You can, you know, hey computer, you know, right? Hey computer, let's see here. Okay, so Hummer EV width.
And in the meantime, I'll do some comments.
Yes, yes. Okay, Hummer EV width, and we've got 86. Okay, I was wrong. So it's 86.6. It's okay. So T-Rex is 88. So it's T-Rex size. A Rivian is 82, I think. This is 79 for the Rivian, but I think it's anyhow. My point is, it's big, but it's not the biggest thing. I've driven bigger pickup trucks.
It's called
a Raptor and a TRX, but it's awesome. It's ridiculous. It's too much, but that's the whole point of the Hummer brand. It's supposed to be too much, right?
Yeah, I think so. The PW says, love Johnny. Spike is too mean to him.
Yes, Spike is. That's part of the bit, but thank you. Yes, yes.
Oh, is it? Do you guys have like a chemistry where it's
He's just mean. He's just mean. No, I don't know. It's one of those things where there are some times when I'm like, man, what a prick. And other times, like this last show, I was not thinking that at all. I was actually kind of bummed at Zuckerman because he was kind of being mean to me. And then all the comments are like, Spike, you're horrible. So I don't know. Maybe it's like we're smiling at each other when he's being mean or whatever, and it just doesn't feel mean. But yes, it's. I mean, as I say in my Instagram bio, you know, I'm the object of derision on Spike's Car Radio.
But
so.
Get
this away from me. Richard.
No, lost all control. Now I've got nothing. All right, just you. All right, so I'll just listen to you. It seems to me.
So good. Hey, Richard. Okay, you got that perfectly good iPad. Why don't you?
I want something to eat.
You want something to eat? Well, you had a cookie, a glass of milk, a pack of candy. You didn't even try this.
We have options here, but just tell me, put me in a direction.
Well, let's see. Do you have like
this was the
lunch
only chocolate
meat.
Bar? No, lunch meat. But cheese. String cheese. All right, turn that camera around.
Yeah.
I'll get you some string cheese.
Yeah. Stop touching the cameras.
Turn the back around.
Okay. Wow. This is why daycare workers should make more than surgeons, because this is their life. Or actually, kindergarten teachers, you know, more than surgeons. Let's give it a shot. We've paid surgeons a lot. All they do is buy 911 turbos. Let's see what teachers do with the money, you know? Societal experiment. Okay, this might be working.
A lot of teachers driving 911.
Maybe. Who knows? Who knows what they'll do? You know, maybe they'll buy Hummer EVs. And that is the one downside of the Hummer is the 9,000 pounds is pretty silly.
Is that what it is?
It does weigh 9,000 pounds, yeah.
That's ridiculous.
Because the Rivian's like super heavy at 7,200 pounds.
Oh, I thought it was 6.
And like a Lightning is, I think, 6,800. Rivian has a very big battery. The Hummer has a ridiculous battery that weighs 1,800 pounds more than a Rivian. So
the weight's the battery.
It's a three. It's like I'm making this up. It's got to be like 2 tons of battery. I mean, it's 9,000 pounds. That's now ridiculous. A lot of people are like, oh, that's crazy.
That's crazy.
A dually weighs 9,000 pounds.
It's a dually.
No, this is a Hummer. It's a 1,000 horsepower, 1,200 pound feet of torque super truck.
Can't,
so like,
can't argue with you.
You can argue.
No, I can't argue with that. You're right about that.
Yeah.
Irene Hoffman says, super cool cut, Nicole.
Thanks,
Spike Estra says, wow, some serious camera cuts happening. That was a little bit there for sure.
6-year-old, yes.
Irene Hoffman, I was Richard as a child, little scamp. Yeah, I was too, for sure. I bet, Johnny, you were too, I'm guessing. Probably.
No, I was a very serious child, actually.
Really?
Yeah. I put myself to bed at like 7 every night.
When did that change?
Fifth grade. As soon as I noticed girls, everything changed.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Yeah.
The Quig says, Richard is free range.
Yes, he is. Feral. No, free range. Yes. Yes.
I understand the child, not the car talk. Win for me. Okay. Hilarious.
Great.
Hilarious. Gunner Mensch. Aloha, guys. Love the do. Nicole, that's Gunner Mensch. Aloha. Hawaii, obviously. Head of the PCA in Hawaii there.
Wow.
Auto Kennel, I'll shave my head too in solidarity. Auto Kennel, you son of a gun. What a good guy you are.
He's got a head start.
What a good guy he is. Willing to do that for us.
Wow, yeah.
He must really love you.
Yeah. He'll smoke a pack of cigarettes in solidarity.
Yeah, there you go. MB67 says, I'll do it too. We might start a thing here.
Whoa.
Jay Franz, it's awesome. Tori Alonso, it seems like the new Lieberman headshots could easily be a new series of blip shift decals to complement the Zuckerman head.
Well,
just saying. That's Tori Alonso.
Dear Zuckerman, he's out there. He he's the one who does all the artwork for us. It's this guy.
He's for us, for you and Jerry?
Yes, he did that. Yes. That was, yes.
How'd that go over?
You know. How did it go over? It was one of those things where we, like, we got the artwork. Everyone saw it and said, "Oh, that's cool. We should do T-shirts and stickers." And then, like, I sent it to Blipshift and didn't think about it. And they're like, "Hey, it's live today." And I was like, busy doing other podcasts. I was, you know, and I'm like, "Oh, I'll just post it real fast."
Yeah.
And then, like, Zuckerman's like, "Dude, did you get Jerry's permission?" And I'm like, "No, I didn't."
So it wasn't a real thing. He was just sort of pouring gasoline on the fire
Spike got involved, and then Spike's like, "We'll save it for the show," and then da 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 da.
Okay.
So yeah.
That's funny.
I mean, if you heard my defense of it, I'm like, "Oh, you've ruined my master plan of early retirement," because I think I think we made like $800 some, which I split with Dear Zuckerman. It was like $30.
Yeah. You're not
the best master plan ever concocted. Yeah. But anyways, yes, Dear Zuckerman probably already has an image all queued up. But
the picture was great. I'm sure the whole series will be great, but the one you posted was very funny.
I mean, it was normal headshots, and then I they're like, "Take off your hat," you know, because I'm trying to grow my hair out, and it's backfiring. I'm just going to cut it. But I mean, you can see how it's backfiring. It looks terrible.
I don't think it looks terrible, but it's funny how it must happen with age, because Magnus talks about it all the time, about how his beard isn't as long, his hair isn't, like, it just sort of, it's not that he cuts it, just doesn't grow as long as it used to.
I used to have long hair and I liked it. It's just, everything's bad. I'm just falling apart. I mean, I'm just,
we're getting old too. We're at that age where shit falls apart now.
No, and it's funny. I remember like watching a friend of mine who was about the age I am now many years ago, like trying to hit on young girls. And I'm like, he just doesn't realize that he's this like old, horrible, ugly thing. And now that's me.
You're this old, horrible, ugly thing.
Yeah. Which is fine. It happens to the best.
I wouldn't have gone so far as that.
And I took it off, and they're like, "Yo, whoa," because my hair was doing this, and then I made that face. And of course, that's the only photo of the series I get sent. I'm sure there's a normal headshot of me in there somewhere.
I feel like that's the one they're going to use.
Oh, they only use the worst picture. Oh, that's why, right?
She used to do kills for a living.
Right.
Because that happened all the time. The bad ones always got you to promote movies. It's like, no.
How would you get around that? Would you have to ask for, like, final approval and all that stuff?
I killed as much as I could and asked for final if it wasn't in the contract. Mm.
I had one good headshot. I've been at Motor Trend almost 13 years. I had one good headshot. It was for Motor Trend Classic. And ever since then, it's like they will always, because they're my buddies, and they're like laughing, and they give the art director the worst photo, and you know, he doesn't care or know, and he's so busy. So it's just like,
from my experience, the people choosing the photos are the people that would never have their photo in a magazine. So they think all of this stuff is funny. It's cute and fun. Oh, we're just joking with our buddy Johnny. We're like, no, this is my output. This is actually my professional.
It's fine. I mean, well, I've done so much video. There's so many horrible still images of me.
Well, you're a good sport about it, too. But what's some the difference? People, you like, could take it very seriously.
Sure. Yeah. But,
and I bet some people do.
Yeah, I'm sure they do. I'll you know, so like some guy today on Instagram was like, "I have a question. Why are you still an automotive journalist?" And I was like, "Yeah, it beats working tables, you know, like waiting tables." So it's just
that's kind of interesting though. Why? I mean, could you do anything else? You're so made for this job.
Oh yeah, I could. I could do many other things. I'm glad I'm not, because I'd hate them all. But yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I could. I mean, I when I fantasize about like, ooh, what's next? I still one day would like to open a beer brewery. I'd like to brew beer professionally. I think, and I know it's horrible, miserable, blue collar work. It's 80% cleaning.
But you mean to do the actual concoctions yourself and to create
I'd like to. I used to.
Brewmaster? You'd be a brewmaster?
Yeah. I was a very serious home brewer, and there was actually a moment before I started doing this professionally where I was like, you know, I'm just going to brew beer. And
just occurred to me, you bake bread and it's all in the same family.
Yeah, exactly. I'm good with yeast. Yeah. I'm good with yeast.
Yeast. Think about Johnny Lieberman, yeasty.
Yeah. Actually, my wife was in a movie called Yeast, which was just...
Earth?
Yeah, and it just had its 15-year...
You're a built-in segue.
Yeah.
You're the best guest ever.
And it just had a 15-year thing, and it was written up in The New Yorker about like how it's this modern classic, And it was amazing. And they had a 15th anniversary showing of it somewhere here in L.A. And her friend Mary, who directed it, it's called Mary Bronstein's Yeast. So I think she wrote it. And her husband directed it.
That woman, context.
Greta, you know who she is.
Ben Sustrin.
No, Greta
Gerwig.
Yeah, the Gerwig. Kid. Yeah. So the three of them are in it. Yeah. Yeah, Greta Ben Sustrin. And Geraldo Rivera.
I'm
and,
an old
and
guy.
Lou Dobb. Yeah. No, Greta Gerwig.
Coming up next on Crossfire.
So the three of them were in this movie. And, yeah. You're still hungry?
Oh, okay.
Well, you know what?
All right, send me down another thing. All right, so we did
you know
cheese.
What? We're gonna get food after this, okay? I'm still Oinkster in like 20 minutes.
No, 20.
Richard. All right. So yeah, so
Pop-Tarts, so, more cheese, crackers.
So anything with yeast, you know.
I see.
I'm good, yeah. And also, I would also love to distill whiskey as well. So yeah, something alcohol related.
You don't. You do drink, obviously, but you don't. Yeah. You don't smoke weed, do you?
No.
No, it's not.
No, marijuana's not my thing. Yeah.
I can't. I mean, I've seen.
I've stood with you for years now.
Well, hang on now. I mean, it's her, really.
Medical, yes, medical
all,
reasons.
It was all new to me a couple
fault.
Years ago.
Yes. All my fault.
Yeah. No. I quit smoking pot when I got to college.
Oh, but you did at one point.
Oh, in high school. God. That was it. Yeah, that's all.
No one we did the opposite. Quits when they go to college.
Oh, I did. I went to Sonoma State. I was having too many acid flashbacks. So
you quit after college?
No, during college. Because I was having these flashbacks in college, and I was just like, this is bad. And
wild.
Yeah. Well, you know, I grew up in LA-ish, like Thousand Oaks area, but you know, we'd buy our pot in Venice or whatever. And it was pretty bad at the time, right? And then I was going to school at Sonoma State, and it was much better weed up there.
Oh, yeah, right?
Yeah. But then we're also doing a lot of psychedelics, and I just remember like one day, hey kid, I'm trying to tell a drug story here. Can you I know. You're hungry. I'm gonna feed you, I promise. So I'm laying there sober in bed, and I just see like black ants like march out of the wall and crawl across a poster, and they're like the size of Hot Wheels, and then they go back into the wall, and I'm like, I have to quit doing smoking all this.
I get it.
And then, you know, I still did a little bit, and I remember when it really hit me that this is because it really does make me paranoid. Mm. It really does, always did, but it didn't matter. I was like escaping from reality, so it was fine.
Right.
Paranoid was better than like.
Whatever
my parents, yeah.
That's
so, totally. But I remember the last time when it really hit me. I was in Amsterdam.
And
I was at the Van Gogh Museum, and we're like baked out of our gourds. And I'm so paranoid. I'm like, someone's gonna know I'm stoned. And I'm like, idiot, you're at the Van Gogh Museum in Amsterdam. Literally the most stoned spot in the universe. Like, there's
if
nowhere
you're not stoned. You stand out.
There's nowhere more stoned. Yeah. Like universally, you know.
Hayden Ashbury, maybe.
And kid, but that's two drug anecdotes in a row you've ruined here. Okay, go get some string cheese, or just be patient.
I ate two of them.
We have tons of string cheese or other stuff. I have other things.
He'll be
I
fine. Richard, we're getting
to
dinner after this, as we discussed. Bob's? You want to go to Bob's Big Boy?
We've got frozen White Castle burgers in the
No, no. Bob's Big Boy?
No.
Great. All
right.
Okay. Stop it, buddy. Anyway, so yeah, so that's when I knew marijuana was not the drug for me.
We'll have you out here in like 5 minutes.
No, it's fine. And then I've, you know, since then I've probably smoked pot like three times.
But does it bring you back to that same?
Two times was just like horrible paranoia.
Yeah.
And one time I remember just going like for like hours with some girlfriend. And because she was like, I just wanted to get stoned with you once.
Because she
like,
thinks you'll be a different person? What's the
reason? I don't know. She just smoked pot like 24 hours a day.
Right.
So yeah,
she just wanted to see what happened.
Yeah, I guess.
I want to unlock you, Johnny.
So you whatever. I just sat there like for 6 hours.
That's how I used to feel about people who smoke pot. I used to have that judgment of like, but they're just sitting there going.
Yeah.
And because the friends I knew from high school, like that's kind of, you know, they were thinkers, but they sat around and smoked pot. I don't know how big. It wasn't the Joe Rogan podcast, you know.
Yeah,
you know my
right,
friends
right,
in high
right,
school.
Right, right.
And then when she, you know, whatever, and we have started experimenting with other things, I found that it would just—I was like totally bonkers on this stuff if I had just even a little bit. But it's been long enough now. Like you said, it's been a few years where now I'm like, ah, it's pretty, I pretty much, I think I like this maybe a lot. Maybe I really like this. I don't know. It's dangerous.
I love the smell. We understand you're really hungry, Richard.
Maybe
just
needs a little.
Just yeah.
A little
no, no, no. Just chill out. Play your game. A couple more minutes, and then we're gonna go. I promise. Okay.
There's M&Ms in the green room if he wants.
Do you want M&Ms?
There's M&Ms in the green
That's
room.
That's candy.
In the glasses,
you
if
gotta
you
have it. You won't eat the whatchamacallit. Eat the candy. Don't want to, doesn't want to eat candy.
I know. I've got kid food. We're the type of household that has kid food. So, like, you want a Pop-Tart or a little Debbie's
he
oatmeal?
He doesn't eat anything. Do you want a Pop-Tart?
Or a little oatmeal cookie? Or
what's a Pop-Tart?
What's a Pop-Tart?
You don't understand. He's so picky.
He doesn't know what a Pop-Tart is.
I know, right? He's so picky. We don't even try to, like, introduce. It's pointless.
What does he eat when you go out? Because I was picky like that.
He eats meat. Yeah.
Is that from you? He gets that from you?
No, it's one thing he ate, and he eat it twice, you know, like. He likes steak?
Mac and cheese I loved when I was that age.
Do you like Still mac and cheese, it. Richard? Yeah.
No.
No,
okay.
Yeah. The only kid in the world doesn't like mac and cheese. Yeah. Do you like you like steak? Do you like chicken?
Yeah.
Okay, steak and chicken. He actually eats healthy. He just won't eat anything.
Yeah, he's probably evolved.
Yeah, I don't know.
He's compared to the rest
I'm
of us.
Not evolved.
Do you like tomatoes?
Okay. Oh, I meant in a good way, but I meant like we're cavemen. And
yeah,
he's evolved.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I want all I'm thinking about is whatchamacallit.
I almost dug into
it's
it.
It's good, man. I shouldn't eat it. I'm way too fat, but it's good.
We're bouncing all over the place, but I know you got to get out of here.
We got 5 minutes at least.
All right. Hey. What do we have to look forward to coming up? Because stuff's been embargoed.
No, nothing. I mean, I'm going to go drive a new. I'm going to Portugal on Sunday. So today's Thursday, so Sunday. I'm going to drive the Mercedes EQS EQE SUV. So it's there.
Okay.
Smaller electric SUV driving around Portugal. And hang on, bud. And I'm going to look at a new Maybach. Huh?
4+3.
4+3?
Yeah.
7. Come on. He should know that.
I'm impressed you knew it.
3+4?
3+4 is 4+3.
Is the same as 4+3.
7?
Yes. Richard, we're actually doing so. There's people watching. There's comments. Like,
oh, yeah, I got to get back to the comments.
And then I'm going to go take go to Cape Canaveral.
Oh, what?
Yeah, and drive a Bugatti Chiron as fast as it
Why
can go.
Why a Cape Canaveral? Do they have
it's
runway?
A 3-mile runway.
Oh,
yeah,
I see.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I'm going to try and hit like 260 whatever miles an hour.
I always think of this. I don't
well,
think of
there's
the
that too,
stretches.
But it lands.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. But that's the land, too, so it's got a big, long
Oh, runway. For fuck's sake. I am such a fucking think it through.
Yeah.
Of course it has to land.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
In my head, I'm still thinking the 60s. They just splashed down in the ocean somewhere. No big deal.
Oh, they did that, too. But yeah, it's a big,
no, of course.
Big
They've
shuttle
been landing
runway.
Since the
yeah. Yeah. Hey, Richard, come here. Sit here. Sit here and tell everyone how hungry you are. We'll figure out what to eat. We'll close the show. This will be hysterical.
Somebody, Spike has said, this is classic.
Very classic. Richard, come here.
We need a Richard cam. Someone put a GoPro on him. That's actually hilarious.
That's a good
he
idea.
Should, yeah, he should have had
Richard,
his own
camera. Richard, come. No. Come
Tony
sit.
From Telefunken says that.
Okay. Richard, come here and sit.
I love it.
Richard. Sit and we'll talk about what to eat. What do you want to eat for dinner? Come here.
Bob's Big Boy is right around the corner.
I mean, you love Bob's. Here,
do you do burgers?
Pull up your mic.
Like burgers?
Pull up your mic. Do you want to go to Bob's and get a burger?
No.
Well, because we ate Bob's. You know, Chili John's is not far away.
What's that?
No.
Yeah, I've never heard.
Oh, my God. Really? It's in Burbank.
I'm not much of a chili fan, and I don't know John.
Well, okay. Chili John's is, there's two. There's one in Green Bay, Wisconsin, and one here. And it's chili on spaghetti.
Ooh.
It's so good.
Instead of sauce.
Yeah.
Instead of meat sauce.
Yeah, they do meat sauce.
That's an Ohio thing.
Yeah, I think I've heard that in other
what
places, too.
That's different, though. That's not chili. That's the
chili is what
But
it's
Cincinnati
called.
Chili's bleh. This is like actually, you would identify it as chili. It's just on spaghetti.
I'm sorry, I had to kill his mic there.
Yeah, that's fine. That's good. Do you want Chili John's?
No.
Okay.
What do you want? If you could have anything, what would you have? Sounds like you like steak.
Go to Tam O'Shanter.
Ooh, that's a solid meaty joint.
How about In-N-Out Burger?
Uh-oh,
whoa.
Look who just showed up. You Canada's want, in the house.
You want In-N-Out Burger?
I've been here for like 10 minutes.
Oh, well, nice to see you, buddy. Welcome back.
Do you want In-N-Out Burger?
Thanks.
Or as we call it, In-N-Out. Oh, why am I saying In-N-Out Burger? Do you want McDonald's Burger? You want Butt Burger. All right, well, we could probably figure that.
I see In-N-Out Burger.
Yeah.
I feel like that would be good for you, right?
I got him. That's the other thing. I don't know if you saw my text. I got a McLaren Artura downstairs.
Oh.
Yeah, rocking the car seat in the hybrid supercar.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
How does that work? Do they turn the airbag off?
It's a booster seat.
No,
it's a booster seat.
Oh,
I
see.
It's a two-seater, yeah.
Oh, that's right. So you can do it.
Yeah.
Here, let's go back to
it. But yeah, been enjoying that. It's like a 24-hour loan. Yes, that's the car we came here in. That's right. And that's pretty neat. It's no 265 GTB.
No.
But it also is a 100.
Is that car special or what?
The 265 GTB?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the best car in the world. Yeah.
I genuinely think it's good looking.
It just drives so insanely well. This is good. This is like, you know, $200,000 or more or less. It's like maybe $130,000 less than the Ferrari base price. That one I had was $440,000, which is like big money for a six-cylinder car.
Yeah.
And but you know,
said the car, it was every bit the car.
Oh, there's nothing better. There's nothing better. Like, I think the 720S is like the greatest supercar of all time. And Sergio, our mutual friend,
yeah,
he's turning in a 720S because he has a 296 GTS coming.
Oh,
and
wow.
I'm like, yeah, okay, it's a good trade. You know,
you approve, you mean?
Oh, yeah. It's like, and it might even be quicker, which is wild because I think of the 720S as like the most unnecessarily quick thing. It's like terrifying in the what's the red line on that? Like 7,000. And when you hit 6,000, that 6,000 to 7,000 is like still terrifying, even in the age
doesn't
of like,
fall off.
Yeah, it's just still going. But I think the Ferrari's quicker, and I think it handles better, and I think it's more comfortable. All these things that I didn't think would ever actually be possible, it does all that. And it's not a V8, it's a six-cylinder. It's wild. So, yeah. But to be fair to the McLaren, you know, our road washed away.
Yeah.
So I've just been driving around, like, little Tokyo. And so it's not really fair. So luckily, it's only a day loan anyway, so I'll get it back at some point and play with it.
Are you going to Haggerty tomorrow?
Are they paying us? Are they paying you? They've stolen your whole, like, your intellectual property.
Who? Really?
I mean,
they've invited us there. I didn't mean to.
No, I know, but it's like, hey, we're doing, Daniel, he's like, hey, we're doing good vibes at, and I'm like, oh, you are? Like, what's the rate? You know, like, what are you paying me? He's like, as many donuts as you can eat. I'm like, you know, I can eat a lot of donuts. Like, this might actually cost you. But,
that's hilarious. I didn't know that people were recruiting. That's not very GBBC at all.
Yeah. I'm like, that's like, you know, like I said, you know, McKeel, weather machine to like, you know, force us off the mountain, like wouldn't put it past him, you know?
Yeah, it's interesting. It's a total bummer because I thought for sure we'd be back up at Plan B, the Site B spot that we go to.
Yeah.
And I thought, this will be the week because it just seemed like it was going to work out. And then it wasn't coming around, so we made the call, made the deal with Haggerty, said, all right, we'll be over there. And then, like, 5 minutes later, they marked that, oh, yeah, Forest Highway's open. So we totally...
Forest Highway is over. What's Plan B, the picnic spot?
Site B, yeah, okay. Mill Creek Summit,
yeah.
Which is just, halfway to Palmdale, basically.
Yeah, the most disgusting outhouse in all of humanity.
Is that one worse than
Is this the one right by the tunnel?
No, it's down Forest Highway towards Palmdale, and it's
it's a big site. It's a big site
on both sides of the road. It's where the Caltrans. There's another Caltrans spot.
Okay.
There.
Okay. Yeah. No.
And that was where we went during the fires a couple years ago.
Oh, right. I've been there. No, there's a little tiny campsite right by the tunnel.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah,
no,
and that toilet is like.
That's
Man, that's like...
I didn't know what the heck was there, and somebody told me that's where you park to go hike to the bridge. You know, when
we
drive over the bridge.
The bridge
you
to
hike
nowhere.
The canyon.
Oh, wait, you mean the bridge to nowhere?
No, that's the one that we drive over on Angeles Forest.
Yes.
Right before the tunnel.
Yes, you can do that there.
So you drive over the bridge and then go through the tunnel, park, and then you can hike back to the bridge.
But you know about the bridge to nowhere.
She's bungeed off it.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
What did she do?
She jumped off a bridge.
That one, the one that you have to hike hours to. But it's also up there somewhere in the forest, right?
I mean, somewhere.
She didn't remember.
I don't remember. I asked her.
Yeah, a perfectly good bridge. Jumped right off it.
That's where the bungee jumping happened.
Yeah.
We've That's also wild. Jumped out of planes. Can you believe that?
I would perfectly never do good that. Plane. That's crazy.
I feel like you'd love it. No. I feel like you'd have no trouble with it.
That's a wonderful question, son. Never jump out of a plane or a bridge. Just go,
did it.
But just 200 miles an hour, totally safe. 260.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Exactly. What are we justifying here?
I just think it's crazy. Who packs those chutes? That's all I'm asking.
That's a good one.
Who packs those chutes?
That's a good one.
And that's the thing. Everyone's like, oh man, I want that new Demon 170. You get a factory parachute. I'm like, the guy at the Challenger factory's packing the chute. Like, who's packing those chutes?
I don't think so.
I don't know. Like, they got a rattle in the A pillar.
I think I want my best friend or a family member packing my chute, or me myself. Or
I don't know how to pack a chute. I'd be dead.
Well, there's that.
Yeah, I don't like this. Brakes, I understand. Chutes, I don't know. Jumping, I don't know. Are you glad you did it? You glad you bungee jumped?
Oh yeah.
You glad you jumped out of an airplane?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
So you don't think, like, what was I thinking?
I thought it was stupid both times.
Okay.
I always think that, but I think that about everything.
Ah.
So plane was a good, they were both opportunities to be vulnerable. Mm. And the bungee jumping, I think I did before.
I can't show you anymore. Oh, there we go. We got one over there. You're
I think
kind of
I
sort of in there.
Bungee jumped before I met you.
Yeah, you did.
Okay.
Right before, actually.
Yeah, the week before.
And then she wanted to jump out of a plane a week before we got married. I had already done it.
Oh, okay. I was just like, man, I think she's telling you something.
I did it because I was perfectly willing to.
Right.
I was really trying
whatever
to
whatever happens, happens.
Show solidarity.
Okay.
I've done this too. Like,
let's play Russian roulette right before we get married. Let's.
I mean.
I think it was.
I'm making a bad joke.
It's okay.
It's a good joke.
Ironically, I had done it the first time in a relationship because this girl didn't know me at all. I had no. It was like, you know, you're at a party and somebody says, oh, blah, 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 you should totally do that. I was like, yeah, sure, totally. See you there. And she was like, oh, Jay really wants to go skydiving. I'm going to get him that for Christmas and we'll do it together. And I'm like, ugh. Doesn't know me at all.
Okay, right.
But
right.
She spent the money and it's non-refundable because they know it's fucking non-refundable because
half the
people don't want to do this stupid
I would
thing.
Never
it's
do
the
it.
Best
I would
idea
never
in the world.
Do it. Yeah.
So whatever, we go and I didn't die and whatever. I think I always thought that you kind of wanted to go because like, oh, but you went with, well, everything's modular.
Yeah, it's all insured,
took a piece off there. Sure.
You have
St. Clair insurance. Coverage for your toys.
You have six-year-old insurance, kindergartner insurance. Hey, Richard, if you don't talk into the mic, they can't hear you.
I think we turned the mic off, didn't we?
Oh, okay. Phew. All right.
Or back on. It might be back on. I can't remember.
Doesn't matter.
But you guys have done the time. I love you. I love you for coming and doing our show anytime, let alone today.
No,
it's
great.
With all of this.
You want to go? This is.
I am starving, Dad.
All right. Hang on. Before we go, what was I going to say? Oh, are there any last minute listener questions we need to answer?
Yeah, I don't know. Did you see anything on Instagram there, Canada Mike?
No, we're clear.
Okay, awesome.
All right. Well, I'm going to just flee because...
Yeah, I think you should.
Okay, it's time.
I mean, for your sake, if it were me, I would be like, I have to get this kid food.
Well, you know, he's eating a lot, and he had a big day today because, you know, the schools are on strike.
Right.
But what they did was his place where he goes to gymnastics for, like, some big amount of money, they would take him all day at the gymnastics place.
Do a daycare type thing at the gym.
Yeah, they just did stuff. But he ate a lot, which is unusual for him. So he's just must have really burned a lot of calories. So anyways.
Do you remember being that age where you're just growing?
I'm still growing
all the time. You're still growing?
Dude, it's so bad. I'm so fat. I don't know what to do.
I don't think that's true.
No, it is. I don't remember like a year ago.
Do you hide
ago,
it well? Are you hiding it well?
No, I'm just fat. No, but I lost like 30 pounds a year ago.
I remember that. And you're the world's strongest man and all that.
Well, before that, I got real strong. And then I was like, I got up to like 257 pounds.
How tall are you? 5'7"?
5'8"?
5'11".
5'9"?
5'11"?
Yeah.
I don't know. No, 5'11". That's what I meant to say.
5'11". 5'7".
5'11". Is what I meant to say.
Yeah. But
I thought I was 5'9 for a second.
Wow. Yeah. Wow.
I got all confused.
That was,
when's your birthday?
That was good. Yeah. So, I think my kid's peeing on your wall. Fine. So, yeah, no, I got up to like, I was working out constantly and I got up to like 257 pounds and I was like, oh, our dryer's really shrinking all my shirts. And then I was just like, you know what? Like, this is too big. I'm going to stop eating. And I lost like 30 pounds.
So you just decided to. You just flipped a switch.
I just was like, let's not eat and see how that goes. And then...
Yeah, but you can't sustain that.
That's the problem.
The moment you start eating again.
That's the problem. Yeah.
And you took all your muscle away.
I was still strong enough. I mean, look, when I lost 30 pounds, I was 225 pounds or whatever. You know, it's 257. Yeah, I was 220. I think I got down to 218 at my lightest. But I was still plenty strong.
Which for 5'11 is not that bad. 5'7, that'd be terrible.
Well, you know, but so, yeah. So what's my point here? I put it all back on.
When are you competing for the next World's Strongest Man?
I'm not, but I've made friends with Mitch Hooper.
I only know Magnus Magnusson.
Oh, Ver Magnusson.
Ver Magnusson.
Mitchell Hooper. All right, this guy had the best rookie season ever in the history of strongman. He made the finals at World's Strongest Man last year, won a bunch of stuff, and he just won the Arnold Classic, which is the heaviest show in the world, like last month, and we've become like Instagram buddies, and he's like a favorite to win World's Strongest Man next month.
I used to watch this shit all the time as a kid. I think I told you that at ESPN, whatever the fuck.
Yeah.
But where does one find it now?
Well, I mean, World's Strongest Man's on CBS.
Oh, for real?
Yeah. Arnold is live streamed. What's the Rogue is live streamed. Rogue Invitational, the big shows.
Okay.
There's a bunch of shows.
You remember it used to be like every night at 10 o'clock, it turns into the Lumberjack guys and the World's Strongest Man guys.
Yeah. Mostly YouTube. I mean, I watch these guys. But yeah, Mitch Hooper is rad. He's
awesome.
Amazing.
And he'll be your trainer when you're competing.
I think I'm aged out. But he's like, he's for real. He's like in his 20s, and he's like for real. Like, I mean, he deadlifted like 981 pounds. He got second. This guy Bobby Thompson is awesome, who did like 986. But Mitch could have done more. He was a really easy pull to lift almost 1,000 pounds.
1,000 pounds.
Yeah. Well, 980.
No. Yeah. Still, that's astronomical to me.
Oh, it's insane. Yeah, it's insane what these guys can do. Yeah.
So. She's 100 pounds.
No,
I can barely lift her.
Yeah. No, it's crazy. I mean, I used to, you know, when I used to be able to lift a lot of weight, but like nothing like that. Yeah, it's crazy.
Ugh. All right.
So
anyways. I love you, buddy. Follow Johnny Lieberman, obviously. Johnny Lieberman on Instagram.
Yeah, but don't even bother because my Instagram's dead. It's like...
That happened lately. Ours got killed, too. I thought we got shadow banned.
I think I am. I've been at 99,398 followers for like 6 months. Like nothing. It's just Instagram's done. It's just, it's over.
I feel like they're trying to make it, what's the one they want to ban?
TikTok?
They're trying to make it like TikTok.
Yeah, but now they took away the bonuses for doing reels. I don't know what they're doing. Anyways, it's just, don't follow me there. Follow me. Don't follow me.
You are 99,300.
Don't follow me. Don't just live your life. Put your phones away.
Oh, that's interesting. Is that some sort of reverse psychology? To get to 100?
No, I'm not going to get to 100. There's no point. It's not happening.
Yeah.
We're on the phones too much. I got my like... When I was in Detroit, I was on the phone like 8 hours a day because I was just sitting in my hotel room like. Ugh.
You mean looking at it or?
I guess just everything. I was
looking,
you know,
8 hours
YouTube.
A day sounds like standard to me these days because
way too much.
Ugh, yeah. I hate it too. Yeah. But how else are you supposed to do all the shit we're
supposed
to do?
I don't know. But like, yeah, just go, you know, I gotta go pay attention to my kid or something.
All right.
Actually, when my kid's around, I'm on my phone that much. So.
No, he commands your attention.
Yeah. Now he's good. Now he's doing what he should have been doing the whole time. You want to restart the show?
Should we start from the beginning?
Yeah.
What do you think he really was hungry, or was he... I mean, he knows
he's a ham,
hungry.
So as you might have noticed. So he likes performing.
Okay.
And yeah, and so like he was, you know, how do I get my dad's attention? You know, so...
Yeah. Yeah. He's pushing buttons. He's learning buttons.
Well, he was having fun with the cameras. He sat, you know, he's all over. But I should get him out of here. He's got
I love you, buddy.
Tomorrow. Love you, too.
Thanks for
love
being awesome.
Oof. All right.
Motor Trend. Watch Motor Trend. Read Motor Trend.
Watch Motor Trend. That's what you want to do. Watch Motor Trend.
And The Inevitable Podcast with Ed Lowe.
Yeah, that's coming back. Should be like next week. And we took a month off for no reason whatsoever, but we took a month off. And so that starts, I think, end of March. I think we have Franz from Tesla.
Ooh.
Yeah. Decent interview. He got cagey when I asked him hard questions, but he liked them softballs.
Well, yeah, that's nice. I mean, he only works for one, and you drive all of them.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
that'd be fun to watch.
Yeah, it was a good. You know, he's a fascinating designer. He's got a huge history. Like, he designed the Pontiac Solstice. He did all Mazdas for a while.
He did the Pontiac Solstice.
Yeah,
that was a badge over Saturn Sky too. That was a
no. He did the Saturn Sky too.
Neat looking car.
No, yeah. No, the Solstice was design one.
Yes, agreed.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I said it in reverse.
But. Yeah, and it's a great looking car.
Yeah.
You know, it was a pile of trash.
That was
a great looking car.
That was supposed to be the new DeLorean, too, if you recall a few years back.
I don't recall that.
Steve Wynn was, they were touting that they, because they retired the Solstice, and they were going to buy the molds and all the blah, 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 blah to start fabricating. That was going to be the new DeLorean
about 10 years ago. Doesn't make any sense.
Well, it happened.
Everything happens. Yeah, everything happens. But yeah, it's crazy.
All right, buddy.
So yeah, okay.
In and out, is that what you decided?
I guess we're going to In and out. That sounds fine. Yeah, In and out's good.
You did it.
Yeah, and for those of you who are never been to California, what you do is you park at In and out and you go in and order and get it to go. Don't stand in the drive-thru line. Right?
I don't know.
That's the secret? No?
That sounds like a good workaround to me.
You don't do that?
I don't do In and out. I have nothing against it. I don't think it's that great.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I know. Very unpopular opinion, so I don't talk about it very often.
It's really good. Did you see it was the healthiest fast food? They did like a ranking of like fast food. And
I believe it. I don't know what that means.
It's just not processed.
I'd rather eat other health food that I like better if I'm going to eat healthy food.
Oh, it's not healthy. It's just healthy fast food.
But if I'm going to have the fast food, I'd rather have one I like. Because if I'm going to have these shitty calories.
What do you like?
I would have almost, this is where really unpopular. I'd have almost any of the other ones over
like
In-N-Out.
Burger King?
I'd have Burger King over In-N-Out if it was my choice.
And that's not my first choice. You couldn't get worse.
Wendy's
food.
First, probably. Maybe, you know, Jack
Wendy's
in the Box.
Is pretty good.
Then McDonald's, then Burger King.
Jack
I don't
Box
know.
Is pretty gross, except for that Jack ultimate cheeseburger.
That's the one.
That was it. That's pretty good.
That's the only thing to get.
That is pretty good. Tommy's?
It's so sloppy, and I'm not a huge chili guy.
You already said you're.
I don't mind it. I actually like chili, but I don't like chili on other things. I'm an East Coast guy.
Tommy's.
Oh, it's cold out. Let's make chili and let's have chili and cornbread.
Oh, that's right. You're an East Coast. That's why you don't get it out.
So, like.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, but okay. I'm prepared to. But also, their French fries, I think, are bullshit. I hate their fries. I think their fries are bullshit.
Don't get the fries. But. Like,
and then it was like, no, you got to get the fries, but then you do it animal style, and that's how they're good. Like,
well, animal style fries are better than regular. Does that mean
Thousand Island on them, right?
Yeah.
Special sauce or whatever?
Yeah, ketchup and mayo. Mm-hmm. But the fact that you like Burger King
no.
more than anything, but more than anything. More than In-N-Out is wild.
I would have it over, because you can get other things. I could have a chicken sandwich. I could get fries that taste better than In-N-Out fries.
But Burger King is foul. It's like actually grotesque.
I'm not saying I like it. I would have a Whopper over an In-N-Out, though, any day of the week.
What?
And I haven't had a Whopper in many, many years.
You should have a Whopper, and maybe then you'll be like, man, maybe. I said the dumbest thing of the night.
You might be right. It's been a long time since I've had a Whopper.
Burger King's like really there was.
I do know when we had a Whopper like a bunch of years ago, we also had it like within a week of a Big Mac, and we strongly preferred the Whopper over the Big Mac.
Well, yeah. McDonald's is not good food. Okay. I mean, it just nothing really tastes
good.
Yeah,
but the Big Mac, it was like the number one rated blah, blah, blah.
Big Mac's not good. If you have to eat McDonald's, just a regular little cheeseburger is like
little 99-cent burger.
It's like almost like the Smash Burger because it's just like mustard and pickles and onions. And
there's nothing to it.
Yeah, because I
could eat four or five of those damn things though.
I mean, maybe
it's not much to a little 99-cent burger. Whatever, probably $2 now, but whatever.
Yeah, but don't eat McDonald's. Just don't eat any. In-N-Out's actually okay. But,
oh, I see.
Yeah.
Where does Wendy's stand? Because
I haven't had Wendy's since the 90s when I lived in New York. I don't even know where Wendy's is.
Every single Friday after Breakfast Club, is her treat. We get Wendy's
Where is there a Wendy's?
They deliver.
Yeah. Are you super hungry?
I'm guessing
hungry?
He might be hungry. It might be.
We're talking burgers.
I
want to
play Sims.
I don't even know what's happening. You know what?
you guys figure it out.
Oh.
You need our Wi-Fi?
Maybe.
I can't say it on the thing here, but.
Yeah.
Well, you're leaving anyway.
Yeah, we're leaving.
Get out of here.
All right.
Richard, you're awesome. Thank you so much
for
being here.
Wendy's.
Where
is a Wendy's real fast?
They deliver, but there's one. There's two. There's
here.
Two. He's literally leaving.
Oh, he left. Okay, I got to go. Bye.
I love you, buddy. See you later.
Hilarious.
All right. Well, say hi to Canada Mike here for a second, and I'll try to get some of these cameras back where they're supposed to be.
Where have you been?
That was the best exit ever. And I loved how you got the shot of him leaving through the monologue area with the big wave. That was really good. Hi, Nicole.
Hello.
How you doing,
hello,
buddy?
Hello. Where have you been?
I got delayed at my office. I had a client who came an hour later than they were supposed to, and it log jammed the whole thing. But now I'm happy to be here.
Happy to have you.
Well, you guys are the worst fillers ever.
I'm the worst. Fill away. Because I'm so bad.
I like this.
What?
It felt like a monkey cam show with all the cameras moving around. And I like how Jay, when the cameras were moving around, Jay cut to that camera. That was very good. There we go.
We don't need to talk about the show we're doing while we're on it. How are you? What
Why
are you
not?
Doing today?
All right, we can talk about other things too.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm really good. I had a really good day. Other than that client showing up late, I had a really good day. I interviewed Bill Carter today.
How'd that go?
Every bit as glorious as I would ever hope it went. Like, he is such an awesome guy. It was a tremendous. We went 90 minutes. He told me he'd give me an hour, and then we just kept going and going. We went 90 minutes. It was and he's going to come back. So, I mean, yeah,
awesome.
It was a lot of fun.
When's he doing
the
our
inner
show?
Child was out playing today. It was very good.
When's he doing our show?
He's in New York, but I'm sure he would. If Jay responded to that, I couldn't hear it.
He said,
because I'm trying to get the cameras good, but if nobody's going to do it, then I'll just leave.
I'll answer. He said, I don't know what Jay said.
Okay.
But Bill's in New York, I guess.
Yeah. No, we had a fantastic conversation about, it wasn't just Letterman. It was obviously he's been a reporter for years and years and years on the television scene. We've talked about all of his books, of course. He told a very, very sweet Johnny Carson story, which he actually fanboyed about. Like, it was a real big thrill for him. He kind of got the way that I get. He got kind of giddy when telling this conversation about this story about a conversation he had with Johnny Carson. And he talked about how he actually got Johnny to call him back, and that was a very fun story. So it seemed like he had a lot of fun too, and it was, the podcast was so good that Don Giller just sat back and listened to the whole thing. Huh?
How good was it?
Oh, there we go. It was so good that Don Giller didn't even say anything. He just listened to the whole thing. That's how good it was.
Impressive.
Yeah. Yeah, like,
why is that?
It was really fun. And I think we're going to do it again. And another little tidbit. He is under contract with CNN. And I didn't realize that. But that contract.
You know, you have resources of people that are in the business too, right? We could help you with some of this stuff.
Yeah.
You knew that's like that. That's what his job is right now. He's
for
on
years,
call
for
CNN,
the last several years since he left the New York Times. He's been a consultant at CNN.
Yeah.
He did that whole docuseries for them called the Story of Late Night.
Yes. Yes.
He's also their contributor for this type of stuff.
That's right. That's right. But it doesn't keep him that busy. He's kind of on call for them. Well, that contract ends in 3 months. And as he put it, he's going to put his shingle out there and see what he can do. And I thought that was very interesting and exciting, potentially.
Awesome. You want some of this?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I guess that's what's going on. Tomorrow, GVBC at Haggerty Garage and Social Van Nuys, hopefully for the last one. Hopefully we'll be back on the mountain next week someplace. Sunday shit. There is a lot of shit going on. Excuse me while I watch him call it into the phone here, into the thing here. This is good. It's better than I remember. Mm. Kid totally should have had this. It's delicious. Richard, you missed out. So the Zuma Cars and Coffee guys are back, but they're doing it in where we used to live, Marina Del Rey, Venice area, at Killer Shrimp. And that is Sunday morning. But at the same time, the Peterson is doing a women in automotive cars and coffee, you know, cruise-in type thing on Sunday as well. And our friends over at Haggerty Garage and Social are doing a cars and, you know, caffeine and something, another thing. All conflicting, all at the same time. All things we would love to do and support. I don't know how we'll do any of them. We'll have to do something. But they're all in different places. It's not like you can just buzz from one to the other and, you know, hit all three bar hopping, you know, like the old days.
Yep.
Pub call. It's not like that we could do that. So I have a feeling we'll go to Zuma because we had already told, you know, Sasha that we would do that. And then we'll probably bust up to Malibu, I guess, after that. I think that's what makes the most sense.
Good plan.
Makes the most sense. So that's the plan anyway. There's other stuff, but I don't know how important it is. See. Here we go. Sounds like wing walking is next. Oh, that's funny. Because of bungeeing and then jumping out of the plane.
Oh.
Manny Gomez says, hello, Jay Ryan. Hi. How are you, Manny?
Manny!
Yay, someone else eating on camera more gracefully than I did. Did you eat on the Letterman podcast, Irene? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, and she's being way too hard on herself about it.
I don't mind it at all. We don't normally eat on this show, but maybe we should because I didn't think I was hungry like that kid was. Maybe I was. You had a little snack before the show, but I didn't today.
Yeah. I do love those candy bars, but they stick.
Uh-huh. No bridges, no planes. Oh, Irene. Also, Irene Hoffman. By the way, I need to send you a message, but I will just say so right here, right now, that we got your cheap, whatever. Irene and Rupert have been very nice with sponsorship for this show, and they made another payment. So thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you. We love you, we love you, we love you. And thank you. There's more, but it's not anybody else's business. Adam Ferrara is at the Marconi Museum April 1st. It's coming up. It's like a week away now. Eventbrite.com/Marconi. Check it out. Motoring Club 5th Anniversary Party / Fundraiser for the Autoimmunity Foundation / TV taping for this show. Motoring Club, April 15th. That's a Saturday night. Hello Deli is your only source for officially licensed Late Show with David Letterman merchandise. Memorabilia, get it while you can at the Hello Deli, while the Hello Deli is still in existence and our friend Rupert is still running it. It'll be interesting to see what happens there. I feel like if somebody does buy it and keeps it in operation there, they would keep it the Hello Deli.
I hope.
Although it used to be whatever that, not yeah. Stage Door Cafe, but it was like the, you know, the fucking Encore sandwich shop or whatever it used to be. And that might be kind of neat too, but whatever. It'll be the end of an era if Rupert isn't there, that's for sure. Dual Shift, GVBC merchandise and lifestyle gear available at Dual Shift exclusively. It's dualshift.com or Dual Shift on Instagram, DUEL Shift. Byron Bowers, Spiritual N-Word on Hulu and around LA, usually at the Comedy Store, but he's all over the place. We know you have many options for your viewing entertainment, and we thank you for choosing the Cars and Comedy Show. Late Night Place, it is brought to you by the Autoimmunity Foundation. The AIF is supported by financial contributions from viewers like you. If you'd like to learn more or make a donation, please visit autoimmunityfoundation.org. Autoimmunityfoundation.org.
Autoimmunityfoundation.org.
Just rolls right off the tongue.
Normally for people it does.
No. We were so excited to get it. I don't know if we ever said it out loud and we're like, oh, that'll just be... It's like a lot. It's a lot of intonation.
Yes.
Especially when you throw the... Oh, by the way, it's .org. Did I say .org or .com? .org. I said .org.
I all copied whatever you said.
It's hilarious. Irene Hoffman, like a piggy. Yeah, well, it was delicious. Do you remember whatchamacallit bars? They are so good.
So good.
The only thing, though, is I don't know where to buy them. We get ours on Amazon, and you have to buy the whole little case, the whole, you know, 20-pack or whatever. I'm sorry I wasn't sitting at the desk when you were talking about Bill Carter, buddy. Congratulations to you for getting him. That's huge. I've wanted him forever. Mark Malkoff was going to help, but I don't think I ever got the guy's info. But I'm very happy that you did, and I can't wait to see how the show turns out. This Friday, you have who tomorrow morning?
Alex Bennett is tomorrow morning. Bill Carter will be next Friday. Yeah.
Outstanding. I think that's it. I think we've done it. There's a lot of shit to talk about. There's a lot of things to unpack, but we'll have to do it on the next show with no guest, which may or may not be Tuesday. I don't remember. We either have a really big guest on Tuesday or nobody, and I can't remember which one it is. But that's it. I think that's enough, whatever this is. You good?
Yeah.
You good?
Love you.
Love you. Love you. We love all of you at home. Please love one another. Love to Richard. Thanks to Johnny Lieberman and Richard. Don't listen to Johnny Lieberman. Follow him on there. Let's see if we can get him past the 99,300 followers. If we can get him to 94, maybe it'll restart the machine, you know. Also, I think we're one or two away from 13,200. So give us a follow also, if you don't mind, at Porsche Life 111. And then we'll just re-jump all these aggregates into algorithms. Love, love, love all around. Please love one another, and we will see you out there. Have a great weekend.